Well, life was full of being with my friends, and I could do whatever I wanted to whenever I wanted to. I had no responsibilities. I kind of had a lot more freedom. Well, before I got pregnant, I was in school. I wasn't working as a nurse yet. I was still in school to be a nurse. And I didn't live in my own house. I lived with my mom. So I was just doing my own thing. A few of my friends that, you know, I still see them, but not as often as I used to back then. But I really keep in contact with all my friends. All my friends have been my friends forever. I just spend more time talking on the phone, and we see each other less, but we still see each other for different events, holidays, and, you know, we'll have a girls' night out once in a while. And I used to do a lot more vacationing with everyone.
What would life be like now if you didn't make the transition to a mother?
What would life be like now? I would probably be bored with the same old thing. When it happened and I got pregnant, I was ready to get pregnant and I wanted to be a mother and I wanted to settle down. I would probably be bored with myself. Doing the same old things and going to work and not having nobody to care about or take care of. I was ready to make the transition into being a mother when I didn't. So I don't know that life would be as good as it is now had I not been a mother.
How would you describe changing into a mother?
Well, I feel I didn't have any responsibility, so I just had to take care of myself. It made me grow up. It made me have to work more and worry about mortgage and worrying about having money for my kids, for daycare, or for food and all my bills. It made me grow up faster, where before I had kids, I didn't have to worry about bills.
How would you describe me as a firstborn?
Well, you as your the firstborn was, you was very energetic and always had to be watched. And you used to cry a lot. And it was a certain time every night that you used to cry. You never required a lot of sleep. When your brother came around, I thought he slept too much. And everybody told me, no, this is a normal baby. Sleeps a lot. Not like True. True didn't sleep a lot. And you always needed to be watched. You were always rambunctious and running around, but always real happy. You're always a happy child. If you're not ready to put someone else in front of yourself, I wouldn't advise that you become a parent yet. I think children and teenagers and young 20s are not ready for that. You need to have time to be able to party, do what you want, not have responsibilities as an adult before you can become a parent. Because then you might be, you know, feel like you don't want to be around the kids or you still didn't get your groove out of you yet, which I felt like I did. I was ready to settle down. I felt like I was old enough. I was 24. I just got my nursing degree, so I was able to afford to have children without it being a big struggle. And I think you need to have a good job and you need to be responsible and be ready to be a parent before you become a parent.
Was life like before I became a father? I would say very, you know, very hectic, very outgoing, you know, had a much of a more, a lot of nightlife. So I would say it was half negative, half positive.
Explain.
But the negative part was, you know, hanging, being out late, hanging out in the street, hanging out with your friends more, and partying, things like that more. The positive part was about, at the same time, I was into, you know, keeping my body in shape. A lot of, I ate more healthier. So, and, you know, did a lot of more healthier things. So that's why I said negative and positive. Yeah, a lot of my friends or my brothers in the sense, like, we brothers from the same mother and father, but I call my friends my brothers. A lot of them, because you don't have the time like you had when you really didn't have no responsibilities. There's more responsibilities being a father. So I would answer that by saying that. But the way this world is, life probably would be miserable. That's the best way I can answer that. Based on how the world is today, you didn't have nothing like a wife, your children, and family to keep you grounded. Who knows what you would be doing? Because you'd be susceptible to be doing a lot of things you wouldn't normally do. Be more intelligent, because you're not just responsible for yourself anymore.
How would you describe your firstborn?
Probably. You know what I mean? Yeah, that's what he did all the time. Cried and eat and cry. I don't want to say the third thing. Come on, don't say that. That's why I describe him. Nah, but he's a good baby, though. Well, first I would give him is you have to master the ability to love and be stern at the same time. You have to learn how to be tough and fair. Man, respect. Like I said, the number one thing is love. That's what these young children they don't have. Not all of them, but majority of them. Some just had love with their mother. Some had love with their father. Some of them don't have love, period. To be with their mother and family. Yeah. That's what I would say.